So tell me a little bit about your background.
Okay. My background was originally in the hotel industry, and then sort of latterly, having sort of had children and divorce, I actually then went into setting up a holiday play scheme, out of school childcare, because it was something that was sort of right for me at the time with two young children. And through that, I sort of learned about children's play and providing out-of-school care for children, and got into the training side of things with that as well. And then working with all of those people, we actually then realised that what was lacking was a lot of leadership and management training. So sort of moved into that area of it.
Which brings us into what you're doing now.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you use something, I believe, called DISC.
That's right,
profiling.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what that actually is and how it works.
Well, DISC is a way of actually looking at people through various different guises, really looking at people's traits. It's a behavior assessment tool, so it's a really interesting way to actually work with people and to be able to understand people much more easily, so you learn about them much more quickly than just sort of having a conversation with people. It isn't about putting people in boxes. It is about understanding different behaviors, and it's based on William Marston's theory that this originally came out in 1972, actually, is when these profiling started to happen. And it's looking at the four different sort of core personality types that there are, but you know, we'll be a blend of those.
So DISC stands for those, doesn't
okay.
it? So what are they? What does DISC
okay so The DISC stands for, the D is actually dominant. So those are the dominant traits that you have. And you're looking at it sort of from two extremes. So you have the task focus versus the people focus. And then on the other side of it, you have the active people, the sort of outgoing people, and then the more reserved people. So the dominant aspect are the people who are actually task focused and quite outgoing. So they're very driven. You know, they're goal seeking. They're the people that were the go-getters.
Like the Alan Sugars of the world.
Okay. And just bear in mind that obviously we need all of these people, and it's about just understanding different people. So the active people and the people-focused people are the eyes, and they're called the influencers. And so they're very inspirational, interactive. They like to go out and have fun. You know, they will do everything as long as it's fun. So obviously they're great team players, bring everybody together, but not necessarily with the follow through, and don't bore them with the detail.
No, I think I fitted into that category. I'm not sure I should announce that on there, but
well, just remember we are a blend of all of these things.
Yes, of course. And
then sort of moving around this circle, we then have the people focus who, you know, care about people but are more introvert. So those are the S's, which stands for steady. So they're more sympathetic, if you like, empathetic. They care about people, they're stable, they like status quo, so they're not very keen on change. And what's interesting about looking at these different personality types is what you learn about is what motivates people, and you also learn about what their fears are. So these fall into quite broad categories, but once you start looking at these, it sort of rings true. You know, it's quite amazing the way it's done.
Yes, well, I found because obviously you did but you did the test on me, and I found it was really quite enlightening, because although you kind of really think you know who you are, there are some things that are flagged up. And also I found it quite hard to answer the questions.
Did you?
And
yes.
You did actually say there's no right or wrong answer.
Absolutely.
But when you're faced with four and you have to make a choice of two, and you think, oh, actually I fit three, I don't fit any. So that's what I found really hard. Are some people afraid of what the results might throw up?
I think probably people are afraid of it. But I think once you sort of know the results and see what you're getting out of it, then you make your own understanding out of it, really, anyway. And as I say, it isn't about putting people in boxes.
No.
It's about understanding. And it's about raising our self-awareness. And if we might come out very high in one particular area, but we may not have all of those traits. So, you know, it is about understanding more than anything. It's not about, you know, saying you're wrong and you're right.
No, I didn't let you say what the final one was.
Well, the C, yes, absolutely. So the C is the reserve people, but very task-focused as well. So those are the people who do like attention to detail. They will cross the T's and dot the I's and make sure that everything is compliant. You know, they like rules, they like regulations, they like conformity.
So of course, in a business world, and in an ideal business world, you'd like a cross-section of all these people working together as part of a team.
Absolutely. And it's important to recognise people's natural traits, natural abilities, because then we can work to their strengths rather than trying to. If you've got a high eye who really doesn't like doing all the detail, why would you make them, you know, have to be filing all the tax returns or doing all that stuff?
Manager, it kind of helps you to look at your team and go, oh, right. Oh, so that's why that never happened.
Absolutely.
On time. Clearly, that's not their forte. But
exactly.
What do you think about, because with the youngsters going back to school and going off to university, and I know you work in the sort of management corporate sector, but about young people having this facility at school? I mean, I know some private schools, I think, do it.
Right.
But generally, youngsters at, say, A-level, thinking about career choices.
Absolutely. I mean, why not? You know, anything that's going to help people to recognise what it is that they want, who they are. You know, at that sort of age, you're just sort of, you know, you're kind
it's
of beginning
really
to get
hard.
An
How
idea.
I mean, unless you're one of those really focused people from the age of 8. I did once meet a young guy who was a friend of my son's.
Yeah.
From the age of 8, he wanted to be a brain surgeon.
Right.
And he grew up to be a brain surgeon.
Right.
But they're quite rare, aren't they?
I think they probably are,
I mean, not brain surgeons. I mean, people in general that are focused like that.
I'm sure they're quite rare as well. I mean, I think how useful would this be to be able to have... I mean, I wish I had had it when I was at school, you know, finishing college or whatever, to just have that... to raise that awareness of where my strengths really are. And actually also just to recognise other people, and just because, you know, that person can do that doesn't mean, you know, that I can't do that, but it isn't such a natural ability to me to be able to do that.
Sure.
So, you know, I think it just helps to just... anything that can help us to understand ourselves and other people can only be beneficial, really.
Of course. Well, there's a lot of sort of psychology elements to this as well, isn't there? Which I find fascinating, I have to say. How accurate is this? Because, I mean, I was really surprised, because when I read the details back, in fact, I read it all and sent it to my son, he just went, my word, that
really?
Is exactly you. I couldn't have sort of described you any other way.
Yeah.
So I was really quite surprised.
I know, it's bizarre, isn't
it?
Well, obviously it is based on scientific evidence, and they say, I think, that it's a 90 to 95% accuracy rate on it.
Wow.
Just from answering those questions. And those questions take 7 minutes to answer. But it is based on your gut feeling. And I think the scientific bit is within, you know, the extremes of those questions that you answer.
Sure.
So that's where the science is, if you like. I mean, obviously, I will spend time analysing that, and it's all worked out on a graph and things like that, which is very interesting as well, because it can look at our sort of natural tendencies, the way we our core traits, the way we do behave, but then it also looks at how we might behave at work, you know, in a different environment.
Way. Yes, of course.
And how much we might have to be moderating our behaviour in order to be at work.
It's a bit like talking normally and having a phone voice.
Yes.
Isn't it, in a way, you know, it's like, here, I talk like that on the phone, according to my family. But I know, I know what you mean. And of course, we do generally moderate our behaviour in the workplace.
We do. And that's what's quite interesting. So in the profiling, you know, you can be looking at that and thinking, well, how much are you actually really having to adapt your behaviour? Because, you know, therefore, how much stress is that actually causing you? Mm. Some people just obviously just fine. But we spend so much time in the workplace that, you know, it's important that we're happy there, and the closer we are to our own values and our own traits, then, you know, the happier we're going to be.
Do you think there's more of a pressure to be what you think people think you should be because of social media?
Ooh.
I'm just thinking because, you know, it's so different these days in terms of your profile is way, you know, if you do anything like radio, broadcasting, writing, work, whatever, if, you know, your profile is out there somewhere in a completely different way than it used to be years ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's true. You know, I don't know the answer to that question because it's, I think it probably depends where you work,
yes,
who you work with,
of course, yeah,
you know, what your manager's like, what the expectations are.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, it's not sort of one thing fits all, but I do think that there is a lot of pressure on young people,
yes,
and
of
certainly around that social media aspect of it and our perception of how other people are, you know, having such a great time all the time.
And so what, in your experience, whilst you've been doing this, what sort of differences have you seen that doing this psychometric testing and talking to these people in this way has made within their organisation?
Well, as I say, I think the first part is the raising the self-awareness anyway, but I think it's also when I've worked with leaders and, well, managers, let's say, it has really helped them to adapt their behaviour and recognise the people that they are working with. So instead of having this one size fits all, it's about adapting your behaviour to meet the communication needs, as you know, as much as anything else, or the decision needs of the people that you're working with. So bringing teams together, it's a non-threatening way of actually enabling people to work together in a very practical sense. It gives them a common language.
I like the way you said that, because sometimes when you say, right guys, we're going to have a meeting, everybody's just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And they feel sort of under pressure or they feel stressed. But actually, the way you're describing it is a much better way of going about it, isn't it?
It as I say, it is about that non-threatening way of being able to communicate with each other. And also where I can say to you, you know, your D's really high today, which means, you know, you're being a bit strong with me or whatever.
Yeah, which is really good.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I do find this completely fascinating. I could talk endlessly to you about it. If people wanted to find out more about this, how would they, or they wanted to get in touch with you, how would they find you?
Well,
details?
I have a website, I'm very pleased to say. It's www.barefoot-trainers.com.
Brilliant. Okay. Louise Turner, thank you so much for coming and joining us in the studio. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll get you back in sometime again in the future and talk to you soon and find out a bit more. I'd like to unravel a bit more about psychometric testing.
I've got so much more to say about it.
Well, we'll definitely get you back in a
All
few
right,
months'
Danny.
Time, definitely. Thank you so much
Thank
for coming
Thank you very
into
much. Thank you.
And that was Louise Turner from Barefoot Trainers there joining me in the studio.